Acts 18. And after these things, having left Athens, he came to Corinth, and finding a certain Jew by name Aquila, of Pontus by race, just come from Italy, and Priscilla his wife, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome, came to them, and because they were of the same trade, abode with them, and wrought, for they were tent makers by trade. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded Jews and Greeks. And when both Silas and Timotheus came down from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in respect of the word, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. But as they opposed and spoke injuriously, he shook his clothes and said to them, "Your blood be upon your own head. I am pure. From henceforth I will go to the nations." And departing thence, he came to the house of a certain man, by name Justus, who worshipped God, whose house adjoined the synagogue. But Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing, believed, and were baptized. And the Lord said by vision in the night to Paul, "Fear not, but speak, and be not silent, because I am with thee, and no one shall set upon thee to injure thee, because I have much people in this city." And he remained there 1 year and 6 months, teaching among them the word of God. But when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews with one consent rose against Paul, and led him to the judgment seat, saying, "This man persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." But as Paul was going to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If indeed it was some wrong or wicked criminality, O Jews, of reason I should have borne with you. But if it be questions about words and names and the law that ye have, see to it yourselves, for I do not intend to be judge of these things." And he drove them from the judgment seat. And having all laid hold on Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, they beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio troubled himself about none of these things. And Paul, having yet stayed there many days, took leave of the brethren, and sailed thence to Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. And he arrived at Ephesus, and left them there. But entering himself into the synagogue, he reasoned with the Jews. And when they asked him that he would remain for a longer time with them, he did not accede, but bade them farewell, saying, "I must by all means keep the coming feast at Jerusalem. I will return to you again, if God will." And he sailed away from Ephesus. And landing at Caesarea, and having gone up and saluted the assembly, he went down to Antioch. And having stayed there some time, he went forth, passing in order through the country of Galatia and Phrygia, establishing all the disciples. But a certain Jew, Apollos by name, an Alexandrian by race, an eloquent man who was mighty in the Scriptures, arrived at Ephesus. He was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in his spirit, he spoke and taught exactly the things concerning Jesus, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. And Aquila and Priscilla, having heard him, took him to them, and unfolded to him the way of God more exactly. And when he purposed to go into Achaia, the brethren wrote to the disciples, engaging them to receive him, who, being come, contributed much to those who believed through grace. For he with great force convinced the Jews publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was the Christ.